The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from blog.freedomscientific.com, Blindness Awareness Month, Focus on Education and Accessibility. Article by Shelley Klure, that's K-L-U-R-E, Dateline October 6th. Each October, Blindness Awareness Month and World Sight Day, observed on the second Thursday of the month, invite us to reflect on the global impact of vision loss, learn about prevention, and recognize the tools and technologies that empower people who are blind. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, 2.2 billion people have near or distance vision impairment. 295 million people live with a moderate to severe vision impairment. And 43 million are blind. Did you know? Around 1 billion people globally have a visual impairment that could be corrected with access to glasses. Cataracts and uncorrected refractive errors remain the leading causes of vision impairment worldwide. Up to 80% of visual impairment is preventable or treatable with early intervention. 82% of people with vision impairment are over the age of 50. Three ways to protect your eye health. While not all causes of blindness can be prevented, many forms of vision loss can be reduced or delayed with regular care and protecting your eye health. Here is how you can take proactive steps. 1. Get a comprehensive eye exam. A dilated eye exam allows your eye care professional to detect early signs of conditions like glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, and age-related macular degeneration. Early treatment can make a lasting difference in preserving vision. 2. Correct refractive errors. Common issues like nearsightedness, myopia, farsightedness, hyperopia, astigmatism, and presbyopia are highly treatable once diagnosed. Discuss your options for correction with your eye doctor. 3. Wear protective eyewear and sunglasses. Wearing sunglasses that block 100% of UVA and UVB rays can help protect your retina from sun damage, while protective eyewear will protect your eyes from injury. Practical tools for access and independence. During Blindness Awareness Month, we also bring attention to technology and the importance of accessibility. One JAWS screen reader user shared their experience. Technology has been an equalizer for people who are blind. Thanks to JAWS, I'm going to be able to use the computer just like everybody else. There are so many things I can do that I never was able to do. JAWS screen reader converts on-screen text to speech or braille, allowing users to navigate computers, access digital content, and complete tasks independently at school, work, and home. Braille displays provide tactile access to digital content by converting on-screen text into braille, allowing people who are blind to read, write, and navigate devices independently using a keyboard or touch commands. Text-to-speech devices convert printed text into spoken words, helping people who are blind or low vision impaired read documents, books, labels, and more at home, work, or on the go. Toby, a recent Freedom Scientific Student of the Month, shares this encouragement to others in his position. Learning how to use these products can really change your life and make you more productive. Throughout October, we will be offering free training webinars focused on bringing awareness to technology available and how to use it effectively. Check our upcoming webinars hot link page to learn more and register for these exciting and informative trainings. Learn and act. Blindness Awareness Month is an opportunity to learn about vision health, the causes of vision loss, and the technology available for people who are blind or vision impaired. Here are a few ways to get involved. Schedule a comprehensive eye exam. Learn about treatment and correction options for vision conditions. Support the use of accessible tools and technology such as screen readers and braille displays. Advocate for equal access in education, employment, and digital spaces. Whether you're addressing vision care or advocating for accessible tech, your involvement supports a more inclusive community. Next, from acb.org, the American Council of the Blind celebrates the 15th anniversary of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. Contact Scott Thornhill, Thornhill, Executive Director, at 202-467-5081, or email sthornhill@acb.org. American Council of the Blind celebrates the 15th anniversary of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. Dateline, Alexandria, Virginia, October 8th. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, proudly celebrates the 15th anniversary of the 21st Century, CVAA. Signed into law by President Barack Obama on October 8, 2010, the CVAA remains one of the most significant legislative achievements for people who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind in the digital age. In addition to ensuring that smartphones are accessible to consumers who are blind or have low vision, the CVAA also established for the first time regulations requiring audio-described content on major broadcast and cable networks. This landmark provision has been championed by ACB's Audio Description Project, which advocates for audio description across television, film, performing arts, and other media. The law also allowed the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, to establish the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program, NDBEDP, also known as I Can Connect, which provides free equipment and training for people with both significant hearing and vision loss who meet the program's disability and income eligibility guidelines. ICANN Connect is a national program administered locally in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Northern Mariana Islands that helps people stay connected to friends, family, and the world through telecommunications equipment and assistive technology. ACB was instrumental in garnering support for the CVAA, working alongside advocates, industry leaders, and partner organizations across the disability community. By uniting these voices and demonstrating the broad impact of accessible technology, ACB helped secure the bipartisan backing in Congress that made the CVAA possible. This collaborative spirit remains central to ACB's advocacy today. The CVAA is a shining example of what's possible when advocates, industry, and policymakers come together with a shared commitment to equity and inclusion, said ACB Executive Director Scott Thornhill. ACB is now advocating for the introduction and passage of the Communications, Video, and Technology Accessibility Act, CVTA, soon to be introduced in Congress. The CVTA reaffirms our nation's commitment to accessible communications and video technologies for people who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind. This legislation will build on the CVAA to modernize and expand requirements for further captioning and audio description availability and video user interfaces. Just as the CVAA transformed access in the last 15 years, the CVTA will ensure accessibility keeps pace with innovation in the years ahead, Thornhill added. We urge Congress to support and pass the CVTA in the 119th Congress. About American Council of the Blind, the American Council of the Blind is a national member-driven consumer organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. With 65 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independent security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From fightingblindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness celebrates Blindness Awareness Month with the hashtag ShareYourVision campaign. This social media campaign amplifies authentic stories from the blind and low vision community to highlight the spectrum of vision loss experiences. Dateline Columbia, Maryland, October 1st. As we enter October's Blindness Awareness Month, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, the driving force in the global development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases, is launching its fourth annual hashtag ShareYourVision campaign to challenge assumptions and deepen understanding of living with vision loss. The initiative invites individuals affected by blinding diseases to share their stories and lived experiences through social media and beyond. This year's theme, Your Vision, Your Voice, highlights that blindness exists on a spectrum, with each person's experience being unique. Through hashtag Share Your Vision, the foundation aims to amplify authentic voices and lived experiences to educate the public, challenge assumptions, and foster connection. Throughout October, the campaign will showcase diverse voices, from daily experiences to hopes for breakthrough treatments and cures. Featured storytellers include Paralympic gold medalist Anastasia Pagonis, who lost her vision at age 14, and Love is Blind Season 9 contestant Madison Maidenberg, who was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at age 21. Other voices include content creators such as Avan O'Neill, that's EAVAN O'Neill, who has Stargardt disease, and founded Brightside, a support community for blind and low vision individuals. Professional video editor Lance Johnson, who documents his journey with retinitis pigmentosa, and disability advocate Natasha Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, who is achromatopsia and collaborates with beauty and fashion brands on inclusive design. The campaign also coincides with key October awareness observances, including World Sight Day, October 9, World Mental Health Day, October 10, White Cane Awareness Day on October 15, World CRISPR Day on October 20. The campaign launches as treatments and cures for inherited blinding diseases show unprecedented promise. The foundation's research has already contributed to Luxturna, the first FDA-approved gene therapy for an inherited eye disease, and more than 50 clinical trials currently underway globally. Blindness isn't one experience. It's personal and unique to each individual, said Jason Menzo, chief executive officer of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. This campaign shows that diversity challenges the one-size-fits-all assumptions that limit opportunities for millions of people with vision loss. The foundation invites people with vision loss, along with their families and anyone connected to the community, to share their stories throughout October using hashtag ShareYourVision. Together, these voices will challenge stereotypes, inspire understanding, and highlight the urgent need for treatments and cures. To participate or learn more about the campaign, visit www.fightingblindness.org/shareyourvision or follow the foundation on Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, and TikTok. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The foundation has raised more than $954 million toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the spectrum of blinding retinal diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, and Usher syndrome. Media contact, Chris Adams, Vice President Marketing and Communications at cadams@fightingblindness.org. From statelibrary.ncdcr.gov, I have updates about the library. Did you know about these NLS services? Did you know that our library is part of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS Network? The NLS Network has at least one library in every state of the United States and in some territories. While each of the network libraries offers the same core services of providing accessible books in Braille and audio formats, the individual network libraries may provide additional services. As examples, our library provides descriptive video service DVDs, and the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library has a multi-sensory story time. NLS also provides unique services at the national level that any NLS network library patron may benefit from. These services can supplement the services you receive from our library. We have listed some of them here for your convenience and consideration. Braille Education, https://slnc.info/NLS-B-E. Join NLS-approved programs led by experts like Jennifer Dunham for a transformative journey into Braille literacy and accessible reading solutions. Her last name is spelled D-U-N-N-A-M. Patron Announce. Stay in the loop with NLS. Sign up for Patron Announce, a patron email listserv service. To receive regular updates on upcoming events, projects, and the latest NLS news straight to your inbox, simply send your name and email address to nlspes@loc.gov. That's loc.gov. To join and unsubscribe anytime, hassle-free. The many faces of BARD. https://slnc.info/capitals-nls-tmfb. The Patron Engagement section offers the Many Faces of BARD online event, the second Thursday of every month, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, and is open to all. From this page, you can also listen to previous Many Faces of BARD recordings. Quarterly Patron Corner. https://slnc.info/allcapsnls-pc. Quarterly Patron Corner, presented the second Monday of the third month of the quarter, shares specific information of interest to patrons regarding an announced topic. From this page, you can listen to the previous recordings of the Quarterly Patron Corner. International Language Materials. https://slnc.info/allcapsnls-ilm. Discover a world of literary treasures with NLS. From audio to braille, they offer a diverse array of titles in languages beyond English, facilitated by the Marrakesh Treaty. Explore their expanding international collections, including Spanish, French, German, and many more, all available through our accessible platforms like BARD. Join us in embracing the richness of global literature today. Music service and materials, https://slnc.info/allcapsnls-msm. Discover the world's largest music collection for the blind and print disabled at NLS. With over 25,000 titles, including Braille and large print scores, instructional materials, and music-related magazines available via postage-free mail or digital download, accessing enriching musical experiences has never been easier. Eligible individuals can request this exceptional service directly from NLS headquarters in Washington, D.C., ensuring seamless access to a diverse array of musical resources. Overseas services, https://slnc.info/allcapsnls-oss. Experience the world of literature without boundaries. NLS's overseas program, designed for American citizens living abroad or eligible non-U.S. citizens dependent on active duty military or diplomatic personnel, offers free access to a vast collection of books and magazines in audio or braille formats. Whether through mail delivery, electronic access via BARD, or loaned digital talking book machines, this service ensures that reading knows no borders. Tar Heel Talk is a quarterly publication of the State Library of North Carolina. Accessible Books and Library Services, SLNC-ABLS, and the NC Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Address, 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, NC, 27635. Voice, 984-236-1100. Fax, 984-236-1199. Toll free, 1-888-388-2460. State Librarian, Michelle Underhill. Library Director, Catherine Rubin. Editor, Clint Exum, E-X-U-M. Webpage, statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/blind-print-disabled. Internet catalog ordering site, ncabls.klas.com. Digital Advanced Player 2, coming soon. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, has officially announced the release of the next generation talking book player, the Digital Advanced Talking Book Player 2, or DA2. This updated device will bring new features and improved accessibility to eligible readers across the country. The DA2 offers several exciting upgrades. Wi-Fi capabilities. Download books from the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, BARD, over Wi-Fi with the DA2, just like you can with the mobile app for Apple and Android devices. Bluetooth connectivity. Use Bluetooth headphones or speakers for a wireless listening experience. ABLS does not supply Bluetooth headphones or speakers. Keyboard connectivity. Connect your own USB keyboard with the DA2 to input your Bard login and search for titles on Bard. 28 gigabytes of internal storage. Store books on the player. NLS books are an average of 120 megabytes, so the DA2 can store approximately 200 titles. We will get a limited number of the DA2s, so we'll send them to those who have Wi-Fi access so that they can use these new capabilities. We are thrilled to offer this next-generation device that will enhance the reading experience for our patrons. Stay tuned for more updates. The Friends of the Library would like to give a big thanks to all of you who have renewed your membership and for donations you have given the Friends of the NC Accessible Books and Library Services. Earlier this year, we sent out renewal notice emails and letters reminding you to renew your membership. If for some reason you have not renewed, it is not too late. You can renew online at www.fncabls.org under the membership link, or send us a check to FNCABLS, 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27635. And individual membership is only $10. And your membership helps us to provide funding to the library for programs and services not funded by the state. Tell your family and friends that they can support this organization as well. You do not need to be a patron of the library in order to support the Friends. One of the programs your membership dollars are used to support is the large print book service. There are thousands of book titles available that you can select a book from and enjoy reading. This service is totally funded by the Friends, and we have sponsored this service for many years. The Friends purchase multiple new titles to add to the library's collection every year. If you know of anyone who could benefit from this service, have them contact the library for further information and an application. Until next time, remember, be a friend, hug a friend, and join the Friends if you are not a member. Signed, Eddie Weaver, President, Katie's Collections Communique, a quarterly collections update. Braille on demand. You can request up to 5 books a month in hard copy Braille to keep indefinitely for your personal use. Choose from any of the tens of thousands of Braille titles available on Bard. Some of the most popular titles requested by patrons include 175 Essential Slow Cooker Classics, BR18220. American School of Needlework presents the Great Granny Crochet Book, BR04584. Braille Music Reading, BRM37002. Joy of Cooking, BR17462. Where the Sidewalk Ends, The Poems of Shel Silverstein, BR11502. For more information and to order titles, please visit https://slnc.info/NLS-BOD. Coming soon to the large print collection, Spanish language titles. We've been adding large print titles in Spanish to the collection as they become available. A list of these titles will be made available when they're ready to borrow. Since January 2024, we have added 49 new DVD titles to the DVS Club collection. You can access a full listing of titles available by visiting our online public accessible catalog at the hot link. You can also call our readers' advisors to learn about the most recent titles added to this collection. From journals.sagepub.com by the AFB, American Foundation for the Blind. Understanding the effect of visual impairment on children's language skills and strategies for promotion, a systematic review. There is a list of authors, and this is the abstract. Background. Language development in children with visual impairments, for instance, blindness or low vision, has received significant attention, particularly regarding its pragmatic component. Controversy surrounds the development of the structural aspects of language in this population, which are crucial for fostering neurodevelopmental skills. This review aims to assess the existing literature on both structural and pragmatic language abilities in infants and children with visual impairments, considering implications for treatment. Method, a systematic literature research adhering to PRISMA, preferred reporting items for systematic reviews and meta-analyses. Guidelines and the PICO, Population Intervention Comparator and Outcome Framework, yielded 13 relevant studies, 1995 to 2022, from PubMed, PsycINFO, and Cochrane Library. Data synthesis focused on structural language skill development concerning social interactions, perceptual experience, parallels with autism spectrum disorder, and pragmatic language skills in children with visual impairments aged birth to 12 years. Implications for language intervention were discussed. Results: all selected articles, number 13, originated from high-income countries, predominantly featuring English-speaking participants. Studies often had small sample sizes and included children with heterogeneous causes and types of visual impairment, ranging from a moderate visual impairment to blindness. Various tests and questionnaires assessed structural and pragmatic language skills. According to the American Speech Language Hearing Association, ASHA, classification 8, 2, and 3 articles were classified as having evidence levels 2A, 2B, and 3, respectively. Conclusion: the role of language is pivotal in the educational development of children with visual impairments, facilitating their understanding of the environment and compensating for lack of visual experiences. Although studies typically suggest no need for direct intervention targeting structural language components, integrating parent training approaches focused on didactic interaction characteristics and environmental organization can effectively promote language and communication development. A new word for me, dyadic, D-Y-A-D-I-C. Get full access to this article with a nice little security code. I guess you have to buy it. Data availability statement. The data sets generated during or analyzed during the current study or both that are not in the published article and its supplementary information files are available from the corresponding authors on reasonable request. And there's a whole list of references. Also from nfb.org, why join the NOPBC? Are you the parent of a blind or low vision child? Don't know where to turn? Have you ever wondered what your child will be capable of when he or she grows up? Are you concerned that your child's future will be limited by blindness or low vision? Do you have questions about how to parent a blind child? We are here for you. What is the NOPBC? Founded in 1983, the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, a proud division of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is a membership organization of families, friends, and educators of blind children. We have thousands of members in all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Who is the NOPBC for? We have a very inclusive definition of blindness, which includes children who have some usable vision. Instead of focusing on what the child can or cannot see, we focus on the child and what he or she wants to be. NOPBC is for families, educators, and friends of blind children, including those who have some usable vision. We welcome all families of blind children, and many of our children have both blindness and other disabilities. I'm running out of time for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937. By providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. See you next week.